This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. And with me, I have Fatima from the Ivory Coast.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Très bien, et vous?
Ça va, merci.
So Fatima, tell me about yourself.
I grew up in Ivory Coast, and I used to come here to the U.S. for vacation in the summertime. I graduated from high school, and then I came to New York to do my undergrad in communications. After my undergrad, I went back to my country and worked there at the World Bank. And after that, I decided to come to Florida to do my master's degree in global strategic communication.
So what was the reason for coming to visit the United States when you were in high school?
I had my uncle I grew up with that came here, and I really wanted to come here and see what was going on in New York because he was talking to me all the time and telling me about New York. So I decided to come and to see what was going on. So every summer, I would just want to come back.
And how often do you go back home now?
I haven't been home in a year and a half.
Tell us about the Ivory Coast. If we were to go visit the Ivory Coast, what should we look for?
Ivory Coast is a really beautiful place. And I used to live in Abidjan, which is the capital of Ivory Coast. And it's really nice. You have a mix of everything. You can have fun. You can just do different things and taste all the different foods that we have. So it will be a really nice choice.
And again, your primary language is French. Mm-hmm. So very much a French influence on the food as well, on the culture.
Yeah, a lot.
Fatima, I understand you're a member of the African Student Association.
Yes, I just became the vice president, and I invite everybody, the Africans, the non-Africans, to come. Every other Thursday of the month, we'll be having a general meeting. This Thursday, we actually have a meeting, so everybody's invited.
Fatima, being from the Ivory Coast, when we have lots of countries from Africa here at Florida Tech, what's the biggest thing that you notice as far as cultural differences within the students from all over Africa?
I don't really see a big difference. We all are a big family, and we have almost the same manners, the same ways of seeing things and doing things. So there's not a big difference. The only difference could be the languages and the environment we grew up in. Beside that, there's not really a big difference.
You pretty much see your generation as being a technologically infused and social media generation.
Yes, of course. It's everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, everything. And we cannot live without it. It's really hard going 30 minutes or an hour without your cell phone or without checking your cell phone. It's really crazy. And it's the same way back in Africa. The same things going on.
And what is it that you want to do after Florida Tech?
After I get my degree, I'll try to get a job.
A job here in the United States.
Apply for OPT to have a job here.
What's OPT?
Optional Practical Training. OPT is like for international students. When you finish your degree, you can apply for OPT to get a year to work in the U.S. International students are not supposed to work in the U.S. We can only work on campus. And if you don't get a job on campus, then you cannot work at all in the U.S. So when you finish your degree, they give you a year to work where you can actually have experience in the field you studied.
Then that's after a good program.
Yeah. So I'm planning on doing that and getting a job and then seeing how it goes from there.
Okay, well, good. I hope that works out for you.
Thank you.
Well, Fatima, thank you for participating in a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
This is WFIT 89.5 FM, Melbourne, Florida.